Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. I want to do something special this week, something I've thought about, something I've prayed about, whether or not we even should do it. But I've decided that we should. We have an annual prayer meeting coming up, and we've had something very unusual happen concerning that meeting. To show you that it is biblical, what has happened, we turn to the book of Acts. Cornelius, Acts chapter 10, a man who feared God with all his house, he was a centurion. He gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. Acts chapter 10, verse 3, he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying. Skipping on down to chapter 10, verse 9, on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour, and he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened. I wanted to give you these examples out of the book of Acts, which is our only example of how a church should operate. And throughout the book of Acts, it operated in visions, the Holy Spirit speaking, trances, angels, and folks, it's going to happen much here on the end. I read through my book of Acts and marked every one of any such occurrence in orange in my Bible so that I can see that this is a supernatural church. We're having our annual prayer meeting, and God has spoken to us in a supernatural way. It will be October 23rd, Thursday, through Monday, October 27th. Now, going all the way back to June 29th, here at Sunday afternoon, we have prayer on Prayer Mountain. And while we were praying, we got a real burden for our country. We got a real burden for the world. And as we were lifted up into a very high place, the Holy Spirit spoke to us and said, "There is one thing that will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. There is one thing that will help Israel in the world. It is an awakening to God." Then God spoke to us about how in every awakening that prayer played a primary part in that awakening, and that the meeting that we were going to have, where people come from all over the United States and the world in October here to Branson, Missouri, they come to pray and to work with God. And he made us know that was an important meeting, which had to do with an awakening of mankind to God. And so he told us we had to prepare for that fall meeting, and we had to prepare the people who were coming. We did not know really how to prepare them. So we said, we'll seek God on the matter. Each day we'll go to our own prayer closets. We'll seek God how to do it. Then when we come back here together on July 13, we will compare our notes as to what God has said to us. Well, on July 7, very early in the morning, I got a telephone call from Zona, the daughter of Norval Hayes. And Zona told me there was a man, a gentleman in their church they knew very well, and when they had to be gone, she and her father, that this man would oftentimes preach and minister there for them. That minister, Brother Wiseman, had telephoned her and said that he believed the Lord had given him a vision and that he was to tell Billy Brim, and that it had a lot to do with Prayer Mountain and Billy Brim. He said, "I don't know her, but I feel I must tell her." And so Zona called me, I called Brother Wiseman, and what he said to me, I knew was our answer from the Lord. So I asked him if he would, by telephone, address our prayer group that meets here every Sunday afternoon on July 7, and he telephoned us, and I'm playing for you today what he said, and we'll be playing all this week what he said, for it concerns not only us at Prayer Mountain, but the church in the earth. All right, we're going to begin now, as I turned it over to Brother Wiseman Sunday afternoon.
Well, Sister Billy, I'm going to do my best to speak as if I'm there present with you, okay?
Okay, Brother.
Now, are you folks hearing me well?
Yes.
Okay. One thing that I wasn't aware of until you just spoke was these dates. And to my surprise, I want to share with you the date that I had this experience that I shared with you the other day, which I'll be sharing here. But when I had this nighttime vision, it was on April the 13th.
April 13th.
Exactly 3 months ago.
Exactly 3 months.
And it was at 3:30 in the morning when I woke. I looked at the clock, and it was 3:30 in the morning. My oldest daughter, who lives in Florida, her and her husband, my middle daughter, who lives in Cookeville, Tennessee, I called them the next day and was sharing with them this nighttime vision or dream. And to my surprise, now I was in Virginia when this happened. My middle daughter in Cookeville, Tennessee, she said, "Well, Daddy, I had a vision at 1:30 this morning." My oldest daughter, her and her husband live in Destin, Florida. And when I talked to her, she was telling me that the previous night, her and her husband was in a service, and both of them had visions the same night. Now, we're all in different states when this happened. And but the way this started, I was in a gathering. It was not like what we would call just a normal structured church service. It was certainly a godly, full gospel, charismatic gathering, but it was on more of a casual basis. But you could sense the presence of the Lord. And I heard a voice. There was the introductory to this vision, and then there were three parts to it. Here was the introductory part. This voice that I heard in the midst of this gathering, the voice said, "There are ambers." Now that's A, ambers, and not E, embers. "There are ambers lying all over the ground on Prayer Mountain." That was the only words that was spoken in this. "There are ambers lying all over the ground on Prayer Mountain." The next part of this, it was as if I turned to look, to view this sight. But I had premeditated in my mind, in this dream or vision, I'm going to call it a vision. In this vision, I had premeditated on what I was going to see. What I had premeditated in my mind was that I was going to see a group of people gathered in a circle with like a huge bonfire in the middle. Well, when I turned to look, that was not what I saw. But what I saw was a wall approximately maybe 10, 15 feet high. It was higher than 10. It would be closer to 15. I'll say 12 to 15 feet high. Maybe 10, 12 feet wide. The nearest way that I know to describe this wall is if you've ever built a fire, whether it be in a fireplace or outdoors, the wood or the fuel, whichever it be, coal, wood, charcoal, it can reach such an intense temperature that the wood, the material, will reach the same color as the flames, but it will not be a flame, that reddish gold color. Well, the wall looked like that. It was as smooth as it could be. And as I looked, it looked like people were embossed in this wall. But I looked into the wall, and it was if the wall was made up of the people, almost as if that was the wall. And the farther out from this wall the people came, I could tell they were individuals. It was like they was coming forth from this wall, almost like an army. And they were standing deep into the wall. I don't know if you've ever been to Disney World or whatever there in Florida, but when the people line the streets to look at the parade, they'll be standing several deep. Well, this wall, you could just see people were deep into it. Well, the next part of this, I looked again, and the earth was as dark as it could be. It was just, it was as if I was standing on a mountain looking out over the mountain at the complete earth, and it was very, very dark. But scattered over the earth were huge lights. I would say they were a white fluorescent color. Their spacings, I would describe, would be as one in one county, one in another county, one in one community, one in another community. That was the only light that was upon the earth, were these lights that were scattered, and they were fluorescent white. After, and that was it. The only words that were spoken were, there are ambers lying all over the ground on Prayer Mountain.
Folks, that was Brother Gene Wiseman giving us a vision that he has seen about really the church, something that's going to happen here at the fall. Our meeting is going to be a part of it, but it has to do with the whole church. If you want this entire CD, and it is free, you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. Ask for the Brother Wiseman CD. If you want to be, it's absolutely free. If you want to come to our Prayer Mountain meeting, call us at 417-336-4877. Or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. I do trust you can be with us tomorrow, because we're going to come back to this vision that this man, a trusted man, has had, and what it has to do. The church has to rise up, folks, in these last days. The things that have happened with the economic disasters, with this, with that disaster. The church is going to be ordained to a new place, have an ordination service even as of the Lord. And we want you to know about it. Stay with us this week. We'll be playing with you more from Brother Wiseman's CD. And you can also have that CD free yourself. Tomorrow we're going to talk about what it means, these ambers. How you are probably an amber of the Lord. And how there is probably contained in you things that God is going to tap and release for this very last hour. Please do your best to be with us this week, right here on the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We are coming to you from Branson, Missouri, and we'd like to hear from you after you've listened to the CD. Let us know if it bears witness. This is Billy Brim saying Shalom, Shalom.